From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama today announced more than $8 billion in loan guarantees for two planned nuclear reactors in Georgia. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
The new guarantees are just the beginning of the president's effort to encourage what he calls a new generation of safe, clean nuclear reactors. His budget would triple the guarantees available. He says nuclear power should be part of the nation's clean energy mix, along with wind, solar, and energy efficiency.
See, our competitors are racing to create jobs and command growing energy industries. And nuclear energy is no exception.
While companies haven't built a U.S. nuclear plant in decades, Mr. Obama notes, there are more than 50 reactors under construction around the world, including 21 in China alone. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama will sign an executive order tomorrow establishing a bipartisan deficit commission, according to senior administration officials. One official says former White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles and former Republican Senate Whip Alan Simpson will be appointed as co-chairs of the panel. Congress has already rejected legislation that called for a bipartisan panel to study the issue and then provide an outline for reducing the deficit after the elections in November. The White House projects that the nation's deficit will hit a record $1.56 trillion this fiscal year. The federal government is demanding that Toyota turn over documents showing when and how the company learned of defects affecting some 6 million vehicles in the U.S. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Toyota has issued recalls for many of its models because of reports of sudden acceleration. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, wants to know how Toyota learned of the defects and whether the recalls were conducted in a timely manner. In a statement, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says safety recalls are very serious matters and that automakers are required to quickly report defects. Automakers are to notify NHTSA within 5 days of determining that a safety defect exists and to promptly conduct a recall. NHTSA also wants to know if Toyota learned of the defects through its own testing or from drivers' complaints, and if Toyota discovered the problems before the cars were sold or afterwards. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Around 900 Ford workers will soon lose their jobs at the automaker's Flat Rock, Michigan plant, where the company plans to cut production down to one shift this summer. Spokeswoman Marcy Evans says that even with the cuts, the company expects to increase production by the end of the year. Evans says most of the laid-off Flat Rock workers will be offered positions at other plants or buyouts. The Flat Rock facility is co-owned by Mazda. This is NPR News. There is more trouble at this year's Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Among the problems has been trouble resurfacing the ice for a speed skating event last night that led to a more than hour-long delay. And NPR's Quinn O'Toole reports today many people were told their event tickets had been canceled because of bad weather.
Olympic organizers announced that they are canceling an additional 20,000 tickets for snowboarding and freestyle skiing. That's in addition to 8,000 that were canceled previously. Weather has created a safety problem at the venue where they had set up one spectator area, and so they are canceling those tickets. The other major concern for Canadians right now is a chain link fence that was erected in front of the outdoor Olympic cauldron. Canadians are upset because thousands and thousands of them come down every day to take a picture in front of the Olympic cauldron, and there in front of it is a 10-foot high chain link fence. And there's even an editorial in the Toronto Globe and Mail today directed at the CEO of the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee entitled "Mr. Furlong, Tear Down This Fence."
NPR's Quinn O'Toole reporting from the Vancouver Winter Olympics. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a mid-air scare last weekend near California's Bob Hope Burbank Airport. Spokesman Ian Greger says the pilot of a Southwest Airlines plane avoided collision with a private aircraft by suddenly steering the plane onto another course. A Southwest flight attendant suffered a broken shoulder and another incurred bruises. The FAA says the Southwest pilot took action after receiving an automatic warning. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.